This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. More than 40 criminal charges have been added to the grocery store mass killings last month. The Boulder District Attorney included 20 counts of attempted murder for victims who were fired at but not hit, and charges related to high-capacity magazines found at the scene. D.A. Michael Dougherty says the suspect didn't say how he got the illegal munitions holders.
If there was a store or dealer that sold the magazines illegally, charges could be filed and would be filed against that store or individual. We don't have any indication at this point.
Colorado banned magazines holding more than 15 rounds after the Aurora Theater shootings in 2012. State education officials are grappling with how to spend more than $2 billion in federal funds to help reverse learning loss during the pandemic. State education officials told state lawmakers that schools are considering a host of programs, including high-impact tutoring for children this summer. Educators say what schools really need are more highly trained long-term teachers. Senators Michael Bennet and John Hickenlooper voted for the Anti-Asian Hate Crimes Bill today. Bennet says with the rise of intimidation and hate crimes, it was a moment to stand with Asian and Pacific Islander communities.
It sends a message that we're not going to tolerate this kind of hate with respect to anybody, and that we all are equal under the laws of the United States of America.
The bill makes it easier to investigate hate crimes against Asian Americans and sets up a voluntary database of such crimes. This is CPR News.